In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
It's legendary understatement at this point when you say Fat Joe.
Go, Joey.
That's an right?
Icon.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Woo. I'm trying to say, if Angela Yee announced she's not here no more, what is the girl doing here? Like,
she's doing it.
You don't want to leave.
Trust me, I want to leave.
No, you got to stop. You made us cry and all that. And what is this? Like, you wanted attention or something?
She's like,
why is she still doing
it? The family member that just won't go.
No, it's like when a player announces their retirement, they get the victory lap for the rest of the season.
She did it.
You're right, Joe. You know what?
Yo, Angela, I think I want your job, Angela. I want your job.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Could I be a third member of the Breakfast Club?
I'm sure that you've gotten offered a million radio shows already.
Nah, not the right one.
Because Remy's already joining, so the two of you together.
Who?
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, they say Remy. That's the rumor.
They said Remy's,
that's been the rumor.
Oh, that'd be incredible. I did not hear that.
Imagine
swear to
both
God,
of
I'm
them.
Not pleased. Then get me off the list. I don't want shots fired.
And then after
she's
that,
gonna be like, "What? You trying to take my spot?" Like, yo, trust me, it's hard having a sister like
that. I might need
like
a little
that.
Theme all the way up or something. Way up with Angela Yee.
Way up with Angela Yee. I got you, man. But I'm just like, I thought we cried. It was a moment, right? And now you're still here.
Just still here.
You know what? I was supposed to be gone this month, but I think with the holidays coming up, they were like, "Let's just wait till January."
Yes. It's like my guy JB. He runs the Up NYC. He's the manager. When he got his day, he complains all week. When he got a day off, he's at the store. I'm like, yo, bro, can you go to a strip club or something, man?
I used to cut school and still go to school. That it made no sense. You just go hang out.
That's crazy, man. What's going on? BET
tonight,
Hip Hop
tonight,
Awards.
Tonight.
The Hip Hop Awards, BET, 9 p.m.
We
Eastern
got the host,
time.
Fat Joe, right here with us.
So how was hosting that show? Did you get nervous at all? I asked you before.
All right, now I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
Right? I was never nervous, even when you asked me that question, right? And I don't get nervous. You asked me that you asked me that question, Envy, right? And I was never nervous. I rehearsed all week. When they said, and your host, Fat Joe, I felt like somebody kicked me in the chest. My whole breath went, I never even felt this before. I never even knew what this feel like. Mm-hmm. I started breathing like it was when they said, and the host, and I knew what was going on because we rehearsed it so much. I was like, oh, I felt like somebody kicked me in my chest. I had that, you know, that was it. That was just that 1 second. Once I turned around, it was like, all right, we here now. But I was not nervous for an
You
inch.
Shouldn't. You've been until on stage started. Your whole life.
I know, but when they difference. Go, and the host.
Yeah.
It's a different type of thing.
This is a different lane, too.
Like, huh? Yeah,
a little bit, you know?
I felt at home, you know what I'm saying, even more than I should. Like, it was just so comfortable. You know, all the artists are my family,
you
even the ones
Jones
coming
in.
Up. Huh?
You didn't let Jim Jones in.
I would never do nothing to Jim mm-hmm. Jones. Hit
what
me up
happened?
And said he said something with the COVID test.
COVID protocol.
Oh, it was a COVID test.
COVID protocol. Okay. And they tested me twice a day.
Right.
BET. They were coming to my hotel in the morning, testing me. Mm-hmm. Then I get the test. Like, it was just a, mm-hmm. you know what I really asked them when I walked in there? I said, now, going in, they was testing me. I was like, what if I got COVID?
Who's the back?
You don't have a host?
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you going to do it to yourself? It's almost right. like, you know, I'm like, yo, don't let me get caught now. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I was so professional because, you know, me and my wife, you know, we love a Mary concert. You know, we go to 20 a year. Mm-hmm. You know, so they had, Mary was the night before the award, so I had to fight myself to stay in the room.
Oh, just to get rest.
And rehearse, get rest. Don't go to Mary, because you know, man, go Mary, you up there, you know, there's no way around it. You're going to sing, you're going to lose your
Absolutely.
Voice. Natina was on my ass. Natina, you got to stop. Yo, Natina was like, nah, I don't want you to go nowhere. This, that. But she'll slip in. You know, Jeezy got a little dinner. Like, yo.
You can pop in. You can pop in if you want.
Natina, you got to stop.
So how did you get the call? How did BET reach out to you saying,
oh, man, this
Joe
was sickness, man. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I was in my office in the crib. And I got a phone call from Connie. What's up, Connie? What's up,
Peace,
girl?
Connie.
What up, Connie?
And so she called me and she was like, are you sitting down? I said, yeah. She was like, am I speaking to the host of this year's hip-hop BET Award? I was like, ah! Start running around. You know, some things get you excited. Mm-hmm. I have never been happier in years than doing this BET Hip-Hop Awards. And I put up a prayer yesterday, right? Because mm-hmm. I never prayed. For some reason, I could be the biggest pastor in the world. When I'm alone, I pray. Like, I get down, right?
You mean you never pray openly?
Out to the people. But that moment, I just felt it was just so, like, natural or something. I told Rich, my brother Rich, I said, yo, Rich the barber. I said, yo, Rich, turn the camera on. Let's give him one. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I felt. It was just so amazing. You know, I've been in the hip-hop game my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody asked me, one of my boys asked me, like, what are you going to give him? I said, I'm going to give him a little X-Clan. I'm going to give him a little P.E. I'm going to give him a little Dougie Fresh. I'm going to give him a little Favio Foreign, little TJ, mm-hmm. a little Kodak. Like, all these years of hip-hop mm-hmm. culture, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We've been absorbing it for so much that I'm like, yo, we're going to give him everything. You know what I'm saying? It was a tremendous experience for me. And I got to show off and wear every fly outfit I wanted. Nah, it's too much. You can't give me that.
I took outfit changes.
Nah, you gotta stop.
How does the world look to you, Fat Joe? And what I mean by that is, man, you see you filling in for Wendy. See you on Drew Barrymore doing yoga. And now you're hosting the BET Awards.
You
coming from the extremes you came from
TV
to that.
TV show coming about your life and books and everything.
But that's I understand. I'm talking about the mainstream embrace. Of Fat Joe. How did
you know,
that
Fat look? Joe's pretty mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We like to keep it black and brown all the time. But the truth is, white people, they love Fat Joe, too. They mm-hmm. love What's Love. They love, you know, I'm one of the most recognizable faces in hip-hop globally, mm-hmm. Anywhere. Like, there's nothing you can... I could tell you, one time I went to Morocco, and I got in the thing... And I don't want to stereotype nobody, but they just drove in the desert, kept driving for like an hour. I said, oh, shit, they got me. The Taliban. The Taliban got me. I said, I really thought I was getting kidnapped. And they just kept riding into the desert. I was like, it was nothing but camels and shit. I was like, oh, fucking Taliban, right? I thought they got me. They pull up into this hotel. It was like literally an oasis. in the middle of nowhere, like 2 hours into the desert. We go up in there. I'm like, oh, shit, this fly. There was two white girls suntanning by the pool. The whole shit was empty. It was two white girls. White girl turned around. She's like, oh, that's Fat Joe. Hey. And turned back around. I said, damn, you famous, man. You just thought you were getting kidnapped by the time, man. Out of nowhere, a white girl turned around and she's like, oh, Fat Joe, how are you? This. I said, damn, you famous. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've always been like a mainstream and behind the scenes, you know. I'm a family man. I'm a great person. People know me. We get along. You know, it's you know, that's who I am, realistically. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we always like to keep it uplifting our people, but we really are for everybody.
And if you keep your ears open, you'll always hear a new Fat Joe story. I heard a new Fat Joe story recently. I overheard some people talking, and they said that, did you help to discover Daddy Yankee or something like that? Or
no, I wouldn't say that. They got really mad at me with that story. Daddy Yankee, first of all, it was the first Drink Champs. And so people ain't understand what a podcast is. But podcasting is almost like gossiping. But yeah. if you say the truth and you get the facts, then it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But Daddy Yankee used to be up here in the Bronx. And he used to be running down on us like crazy. We had Jimmy's Bronx Cafe on Smash. So he would be running down on us and he'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, yo, you the leader. He was following us everywhere. Mm-hmm. You watched the Big Pun 100% video. When the first time I went to Puerto Rico, out there, we went to Puerto Rico because I was scared to fly. Mm-hmm. So the first time I went to Puerto Rico, he was with us every second of the day. Look, the man, you know, this is before Reggaeton blew up. And so the wild story I told that was crazy was that, you know, I always liked this guy. Like, I've always had love for him. And then when he put out his record and he blew up, the Gasolina, I was so happy for him from far away. I ain't see him. And then Lean Back's number one in America. So they both coming up. And then I finally got to see him in Madison Square Garden. And when I seen him, I was so happy to see him. The man turned around like he never met me in his life.
Wow.
He turned around and was like,
wow.
Acting like, boom. I was like, no way. Like, I can't believe this guy. I know this guy 10 years. Coming to every show we got, everything we did. You know, it was a very big disappointment. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every time I see him, it's like cool, but it's like, you know, yeah.
Never the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not, you know what I'm saying? We don't condone that.
And what's going on with your accountant picking?
Man, I wouldn't tell you it's my accountant picking because the BDO, the accountants we talking about, they're everybody's accountant. So it ain't just me. It's like, you know, they everybody's accountant. They the biggest accountants. So what happens is us as creatives, you know, we spend so much time. We doing books. We doing TV shows. We doing shows. We doing running businesses. We try and take our creativity to another level. I mean, we think we supposed to trust these people. And so what I could tell everybody out there, every athlete, it really mostly, because you're a businessman, you probably most likely watch it. Every athlete, every artist, don't trust them. Mm-hmm. Don't trust the business manager. Don't trust the accountants, because we trust them to keep our family safe. Mm-hmm. And the saddest thing is when you turn around and you trust these people and you turn around and say, yo, these people stealing from me. Mm-hmm. Ponzi scheme. Like, this is not a game. Like, these people really...
moving money,
stealing
around
my money, taking fake credit cards under my wife's name, going to the ATM every day, pulling out cash in the building they work in, and, you know, robbing other baseball players and robbing, like, they were Ponzi scheme.
How do you,
like,
protect yourself?
They were
from
paying
that?
The way you protect yourself is, unfortunately, you got to go to Oprah 101. Watch all your money. Right. There's no way around it. You need right now, the way, since I caught this, you know, I've been signing my own checks, confirming my own wires, doing everything, and it's crazy because it's a lot more stressful.
It is.
Yeah.
Big Rich is in on that too, and I hate that. I hate to think about money. The way Fat Joe do it is I just work, and know I'm making money. Y'all, I'm making money. I know what this is. I don't want to watch every single thing my wife buys, my daughter buys. You know, I don't like that, right? That's stress. So we trust these people, and turn around, they robbing us in every corner. Like, it's incredible. And we try to go to them. I never sued nobody in my life. You know how many people robbed from me? You know how many people stole my songs and did Lean Back 100, Lean with it, Rock with it. You know, everybody mm-hmm. could have been sued. Mm-hmm. Like, for all these, you know what I'm saying? I never sued a person in my life, but this was it. And this is a wake-up call, not just for Fat Joe, because BDO did what they did. We talked to them and was like, yo, look, you're stealing. Like, we showing, and these are the people you trust. They were paying your taxes.
The assistant was paying her daughter's tuition?
Come on, her daughter's tuition. This is out of control.
How did you catch him?
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. My crib, the mortgage company told me it's the same shit that happened to me before. I went to jail for something like
that. That's what I was asking.
It's the same fucking play, bro. It's unbelievable.
You had to think somebody was punking you the second
play.
Time.
They called me. Yeah, I thought it was punk. I walked out like, I'm making money. I don't know if you understand that, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm on fire. Like, there's just no way around it. No, I'm being drugs. No, I am being honest.
It's true.
I'm like a motherfucking race car with oil, cigarette, this. I'm getting it, right? So when the mortgage company called me and they're like, hey, you're late on your payment, I'm like, this is impossible. It must be a mistake. So when they send me this stuff that we miss payments, we late, I'm like, I got a weird feeling in my stomach. And mm-hmm. I said, damn, this feel like last time. Mm. But I thought, ain't we smarter? Ain't we more advanced? Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to drop names, but the biggest artists and ball players and everybody you know is signed to the same accountant, mm-hmm. BDO. So, I mean, with tons of billionaires that I know got their money there. So I'm like, no way. We can't get robbed from the, and then we start looking at, we see this, 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 we see this. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and so what happens is, listen, artists, listen, from the young ones to the old ones, Fat Joe's no dummy. If it happens to Fat Joe, please, this should be an all-out alert, not just BDO. Everybody mm-hmm. who has an accountant in the game need to check and get a forensic accountant to check your money, because these people start thinking your money's their money. Mm-hmm. Like, I start thinking about the woman. The woman's at my daughter's sweet 16, right? And I'm thinking about if she's a real crook, which she is, right? She's sitting down. She's probably sitting there with her husband like, you believe this guy spent all our money in this party? That's how the shit feels. Oh, like, you believe this guy spent all our money in this party? God damn. And it's crazy because you're working to secure your family and the people who are supposed to protect mm-hmm. you are mm-hmm. robbing you. This is the second time this happened to me. Like, same play.
So what happens to them now?
Well, we had to sue them and we didn't want to do it, but we sued them and say, hey, look, we showing you 10, 15 different examples with proof mm-hmm. that your people are right. Like, we was paying with my credit card hundreds of thousands on baseball players. It's a Ponzi scheme. Rob P didn't give the ball. We was paying other people's credit cards, right? Like 100,000, 80,000 for baseball players I never met in my life. Then we got some payments on my credit card that baseball players paid. Nah, it was incredible. Like, this is like this is a big problem.
Do you get your money back at least?
Nobody. I'm no rat. You know what I'm saying? But principle is principle. You cannot steal millions of dollars from me and think, you know, we not coming.
And I'm already paying you.
Too much money. Right. When we started figuring out how much we was paying them, you know, we went back because they ain't been giving us our, that's another thing. They ain't give us our records. When we figured out this, we have to figure this all out ourselves. Like, they didn't give us, like, you would think they'd be like, oh, you're my partner. Maybe the employee stole. We want to help you. It's been straight up, like, no help, no, you know, nothing.
So they hiding something.
Oh, they know. They know that she stole, but they also know. But they messed up because I told them, I am the mouth of the South. Like, mm-hmm. you do not want me talking about you robbed me with a megaphone. Like, you know, you robbed me. Look, we have the proof. Why don't you just pay me back? Nah, sue us. So the arrogancy of such a big company, they're like, nah, get it, sue us. Oh, you done fucked up now. And I'm telling every artist, If it happened to Fat Joe's no dummy. If it happened to Fat Joe, it's happening to you right now. Right now. If you're not watching your account on your phone, if it's just, oh, we got 10,000, oh, we got 2,000, oh, we just paid, you're playing yourself. Don't trust none of them. Don't let them think that they're your friends. Mm-hmm. They business managers. They know I never got robbed by a gun with a guy with a gun in my life. A guy with a gun? I've never been robbed by a guy with a gun. I've been robbed by men and ladies with suits on that smile at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And act like they're good people. Those are the people that robbed me every single time. I've never been robbed. Stick them up. Never. But I've been robbed for millions and millions of dollars of these people who think that they're smarter than us. Mm-hmm. But there's something Uncle Dan always says. He said, what happens in the wash comes out in the rinse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the last conversation I had with this employee, I said, yo, Vanessa, you know if you stole, I'm going to catch you. The last words, I said, oh, no, I never. And everybody's response is always, no, 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 no. And so now they got me on high alert. Now I'm watching everything. Mm-hmm. $9.99, $10. I'm watching everything smoking. I have to reevaluate my business situations with everybody. So now people who I really, really trusted, the word trust don't exist with me no more when it comes to money.
Mm.
I believe that if you leave somebody with too much time
yeah.
who knows that you're not watching your money correctly, mm-hmm. unfortunately the temptation is too big mm-hmm. and they steal. Unless you got a straight, diehard, I don't steal person. So, I mean, this is what I figured out with this. Because, you know, we treat these people like family.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome them in our homes. You know, we got pictures of their kids.
Yeah, it's
your
money.
We got pictures of their kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's the first day of school. Meanwhile, I don't know I'm paying for the daughter's school.
You're paying for the school.
This shit out of control.
You really
are. Listen, the first thing I do every morning when I wake up is check all my accounts and credit cards.
Before
I even look at
Instagram.
You look
like you check your accounts.
I do. I check everything.
Hey, guess what? Since I've been checking my account, boy, that thing is rising to the top, boy. God damn.
But you know, I check on my accounts, but the only thing is you're going to watch what your daughter spends and what your wife spends all the time.
They out of control.
You'll be like, baby girl.
Like, baby girl, come on. Now I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, they ain't stealing. You know, they're not like the accountant. But boy, they know how to help themselves.
Who
knows
that?
Right? And they don't hear no type of like, yo, we got to watch out. We got to be, nah, they don't know what that means.
All the way up.
Oh, my God. Yo, they do not know what that means.
No. Now, you was on Charlamagne's show, and people took something that you said and didn't understand it.
They didn't understand it.
You understood it?
Those are people outside of the culture, though. That's the way I explained it. People inside the culture understand, like, that is the best case scenario. Just take what I got. Leave me alive.
All right, guys. So for me to simplify it for people who have mm-hmm. never been involved with crime, right, is I wasn't talking to y'all. I was talking directly to the guys who sticking people up.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we save some lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to do. And so for some reason, you asked me what's my position. I realized that as an OG in the game that been in the street and the streets respect me, it's my obligation now to talk to the youth
mm-hmm.
and let them know the truth. Now, people been robbing people before Christ. You get it?
What?
Cowboys and Indians, they're gonna rob. If you got a guy who's starving out there, but he's a tough guy and aggressive, he's gonna rob. So there's nothing we could do about that job. There's gonna be prostitution. There's gonna be somebody who's been before Christ. There's different jobs that we prefer people don't have, but they're going to have them,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's going to rob, right? Now, if you rob, the point I was trying to make was like, why you got to kill the man and take his life?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only problem I got. 2 days ago, I watched a guy rob a bodega, right? Here in New York. The man was on his knees praying. He showed him the stashes. Like, yo, look, you forgot something. Went in the refrigerator. Yeah, there you go, peace. God turned around. Bah! Shoots him in the head. That's pure evil.
Yeah.
And so, listen, guys, we are really, I know people been saying this forever, but they just been saying it. The devil's in the streets. The devil. Not bad people. Not this. The devil. The devil is in the streets. more than ever and alive. Because my thing is, when you rob somebody, so your ribs is touching. You're aggressive. You gotta eat. I know they're gonna do that. They've been doing that. I have done that. You see, so I speak from a position. Now, if I would have went with Charlamagne on the beautiful show and said, you guys, they would have been like, yo, you a hypocrite, bro. You were sticking dudes up in the Bronx. We know.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to keep it real with the people I was talking to, right? But never. I work every day. I'm just told you a situation where a guy with a suit is robbing me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no one to get robbed. That was not the message. The message was like, hey, guys, I know y'all fuck with me. Yo, don't kill, bro. Do me a favor, man. Just rob them. You got... Go pawn it. Make some money. I don't care. But leave the man live. And so what happens is, rappers are a dying breed. I'm not lying to you. Like, rappers can't even go nowhere no more. It's not even comfortable to leave your house. I used to look at Khaled and be like, yo, is something wrong with you? I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you depressed? You never, nah, it's bad out there. You know, I'm chilling. And now I find myself like that. I'm in my crib and I'm just like, yo, I'm the guy you see on every corner in Harlem, the Bronx, talking to everybody. Yeah, like, I'm like, now you got me in the crib, like. And it's crazy because look at what's happening. They're killing all the youth. They're killing the one after the other, the Pop Smoke, the PNB, the this one, the Nipsey, the this. Like, and so my problem is, why we have so much self-hate? Now, Charlamagne, you know, I get beef all the time. It is truly a form of colorism where people look at me and be like, we understand what he's saying, but we don't like how he's not the right look for the message. There's people who feel like that. Mm-hmm. Like, why is he talking that real? He ain't, you know, but listen, nobody else gonna talk it. I wanna know whatever OG is trying to talk to you about real issues in life. And it puts me in a bullseye. Mm-hmm. It puts me in harm's way when I'm talking all this realness. You get what I'm saying? But I do that because I want my life. You see this book? Man, what's this?
The Book of Jose.
Book of Jose is a transparency book. This book right here, if you're going through a dark time in your life, you read this book, you're going to be able to smile. You're going to be like, how is this guy who got bullied? You see that face? That face ain't a tough face. That face is, I got my ass whipped every day by 20 guys. You're looking at a guy that was getting his ass whooped every day, but still able to smile. Guess what? The community we raised $2 million for the burning victims, those are guys used to bust my ass. And we still raised $2 million for them. This is the place I was bullied. It's the neighborhood. You can go through dark times and get over it and still be with a smile and still show love. You know, and that's hopefully I got some.
Now, we know you're coming back up here to talk about the book.
No, we're really going to talk about the book. But
send us the book because we want to read the book. We're excited.
What happens is I'm talking so much real shit that it leads me to the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I could do to you. There's never been a hip-hop book like this in the history of mankind. I'm not selling it.
Oh, you know, you're by far the greatest storyteller that hip-hop has ever seen. We've said that for years, at least top three. I say you, Nori, and Irv Gotti tell the best stories.
Yeah, me, Nori, and Irv. I agree with you.
Now, have you and Irv spoke since?
No. I seen Chris Gotti last night. I love him. Mm-hmm. He was there when my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
I love Irv Gotti. You know, I love his whole entire family, his mother. You know what I'm saying? One time I canceled the show to go to his mother's birthday party from L.A. I love that whole family. Mm-hmm. I love how they are, his nieces, nephews. Now, my problem was, like, if I'm sissing you, if you're my sis, if you're Remy Ma, you're Shanti, you're my sis, you're Natina. When I see you, sis, I love you, sis. No matter how much I love a person, I cannot sit there and watch this man disrespect my sister.
Right.
That I call my sister every day. I feel like a sucker if I don't address it now. I've been so used to IG and cameras being in my face. Maybe was that the right platform or maybe it was a private call? Don't know. It's done already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But Irv Gotti's correct. I'm not his friend. I love him. He's my brother. He helped me at a time when nobody wanted to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I don't want to cause harm to him, have people look at him a different way, but I was watching it And it just made me feel crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, you know what? You know, I addressed it. And, you know, I moved on. You know what I'm saying? I love Irv. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot for me and my family. So I'm never going to be one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
But it wouldn't feel right for you to see Ashanti after that and do things with her knowing that you didn't defend and say what you thought was right.
We're not even saying that. I'm trying to tell you she's my sister. And so what you got to understand is girls I call my sister, they feel so protected because I don't give you perv vibes. I never gave you a perv
vibe.
I'm not that type of guy.
Joey is a good time. No. You go out, he going to have fun, be friendly with everybody.
You know, people think Fat Joe got the terror squad. I'm really protected by women. Because I respect them so much. And they stand, you see your boy Steer? She'll stand right in front of me. They'll stand right in front of me, create a wall right in front of me. Why? Because I never disrespect my sisters. I love them all. I show them the same love. So that was all about me, you know. So when Chris, one of my best friends on earth, when he approached me, I said, yo, bro, that's my sister, bro. Yeah, but you know, they're a real tight family. So Irv feels a way. Chris feels the same way. Right. That's how they get down. That's the family that you don't want to be in the projects with them because you got to fight all seven brothers. You beat one, you got to fight the other one, the other one, the other. You know, they like this. I seen him two times since then. Yesterday, I seen him. He had a bigger smile. Love you, brother. You know, so this is going to, time is going to do what it's got to do. But me personally, I want everybody to know because you know what happens in hip hop? I'm too old now. I'm not no young kid. You can't scam me and joke with. So what happens is when I say that, all the Irv haters start calling. And boy, I didn't know it was that many, you know, rappers and I'm like, no.
This is not it is.
No, I love him. He's my brother. Like, no. I don't want that. That ain't what we doing. This ain't Smack DVD and all. This ain't that time Sub-Zero. This is. Irv's my brother. I love him. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about the N-word conversation. It feels like every few years it's Fat Joe can't use the N-word. And I'm like, well, Fat Joe, they've been saying that since the 90s. Like, why?
It's in the book. Not, fuck the 90s. I was born. First of all, my projects is 90%. I'll give you 80% black. Still. My grandmother's projects is 99.9% black. Be clear. So I'm Spanish. I knew I was Latino, but the whole time I thought I was black anyway. So my mom's lived there 40 years before I was born in this project. And I'm born blonde hair, green eyes. She brings me this shit crazy, right? She brings me there. The first thing they go, look, oh, look at this little nigga Joey. He got green eyes. The minute I'm walking, the guys from the building is like, yo, look at that little nigga Joey, little Fat Joey. That's all I knew my whole life, before even elementary. Then high school, then junior high. And so it's a lot of woke society or something going on these days in Twitter and all that I guess they don't understand where I come from, where I was born, or how I was raised, or how I lived my whole entire life. Now we know that we use it as love. But we know that the record states that this is a negative word. That I wish we never used it.
Same.
You know, I try my best to try to like, but you know, Fat Joe knows his green eyes. I've been saying this thing in my DNA. It's hard, bro. I've been trying to stop. You know what I'm saying? But I've been saying this since I was born. Yeah. I tried the greatest level I can. To try to understand if I'm offending anybody, that's cool. But I want them to know, no one's going to pressure Fat Joe into feeling or saying anything that he loves or he believes in. No one's ever going to do that. You get one life and ain't nobody going to try to tell me what to say, tell me what to do, tell me what to think. I mean, do I look like a racist? Do I look like, what's the N-word? If somebody's really upset with me saying the N-word, what are you saying? I'm a racist saying it?
The conversation is always confusing to me because I thought that was I thought in New York that was a thing.
It is the N-word.
I didn't know.
I really have stopped using that word, though, like years
we
ago.
We try.
I'm around my friends, but I really do try, you know, me to too. Make sure. Even if I'm quoting somebody, I don't use it.
Gave me the biggest speech in the world about not using it, but... 2 seconds later, he said it 3 times. I'm like, yo, bro, like, Spanish, too. Mm-hmm. Really got to watch it, man. You know, it's not. I was like, okay, brother. He gave us a speech, right? 2 seconds later, he said it 3 times. It's
in the vocabulary.
It's been in the culture for a long time. New York.
That's what it is.
And then Fat Joe, hallelujah. Say Fat Joe is able to get brainwashed or, you know, because your mind's a computer. I don't know if you know that. It's been stored for years. So it's so hard to erase the computer, right? And so it's like, say Fat Joe, never say it again. They still saying it. Mm-hmm. They're going to still say it. So I don't, it don't end and stop with Fat Joe.
Even calling women bitches too. That's, you know, now people.
It's the same. It's the same conundrum.
But I'm saying, I'm watching the BET Awards. And Trina said, I'm the baddest bitch.
Yeah, it's
Lil' Kim said she the queen,
bitch. What are you talking about?
But then you got Latifah saying, who you calling a bitch? That's why I try. That's the word I don't mess with that word. Nah, I've never been a B word person.
I try so hard to not say it. Mm-hmm. You know, but what are you going to say when the girl say she says it?
It's kind of a woman trying to take the power out of that word with each other. And so that's really what, when we use it with each other in a positive way.
Everybody's too sensitive. You need to judge a person by who their character truly is, you know, who they really are, who they represent, you know.
It's kind of like
Joe, let me be clear on this. Mm-hmm. Fat Joe's for Black and Latino people. And so when you go, Big Pun's first song, Boricua Morena, is meaning Black and Latino people. Fat Joe, when he gives out food in the community, he gives it to Black and Latino people. When Fat Joe opens his school in his store, he has Black and Latino kids there. When he opens anything, it's always for both equally. That's just who I am as a person. You know, that's just who I am. So you got to judge a person by, not by the N-word, by the this, by the that. I don't even know what these people, like, I really don't know. Like, I don't think you guys understand. When Farrakhan sees, you want a headline? When Farrakhan sees me, he says, peace, Black man.
That's right.
No, absolutely. This is what Farrakhan says. Mm-hmm. Peace, Black man. Peace, beloved. Yo, peace, Mr. Minister Farrakhan. What's up, this? That's how he addresses me. When Reverend Al Sharpton sees me, he says, peace, Black man. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? Am I cool some places? I'm cool not there. You know, I've been a mutt my whole career. Mm-hmm. I've been too Black for some Spanish people and been too Spanish for some Black people. I've been a mutt my whole career. I've been a mutt. You know what I'm saying? It's the weirdest thing, but, you know, I've been able to navigate through it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy with, you know, who I am as a person.
Well, you're hosting the Black Entertainment Television Awards.
That's right.
That's crazy.
And don't you think
and it's amazing.
Don't you think sometimes you find yourself in arguments with kids that just might not know any better? Like, even when they say things like, when
no, you
said,
gotta stop, Charlamagne.
No, when you said the statement about Latinos and hip-hop.
You got the N and all that. Yo, you got it. You tell me about Latinos and hip-hop.
No.
Can you please tell me about Latinos?
They've been there since the
Mr.
beginning.
Black America. Yeah. You got your own show. Can you please tell me
They've
about
They've been there since the beginning.
God damn. Like, right, so my thing is, I didn't say, my wife is like the hip-hop police. Her girls call her up, Natina too. What the fuck he talk about Latinos? This Latina, I gotta sit them down. Maybe they don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fact what I'm saying. Like a fact, though. This is 1,000,000,000%. Hip hop's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's turning 50 years old. It was Black and Latino. Mm-hmm. What the hell on earth you want me to tell you? I didn't say nothing. Is this a Diet Pepsi? It is. I said, you know, is Fat Joe fat? This is no controversy.
Oh, no, that's
Angela
debatable
Lee.
Now.
Huh? Yeah, but I'm saying, this is no controversy. This is like, yo, do you take cocaine in the morning? Like, yeah, you know, like, then all of a sudden. But what happens is you gotta understand, and I have an obligation. Being a true culture,
mm-hmm.
a hip hop culture. Yeah. Not only that, we always been multiracial. Mm-hmm. You know, and since day one, there was Asians, there was white people there, there was this, and we always taught each other. Blondie did one of the first rappers. We was always taught hip hop culture is almost like a religion. No matter where you from, no matter what, if you love this thing, if you in there break dancing, you love this thing, you the culture. So now a lot of these people that are on Twitter and stuff like that. No disrespect, because I don't like to alienate nobody, but they're from different places that ain't New York and the Bronx where it was created. There was no social media. There was nothing. The first hip-hop photographer is Joe Conzo, a Puerto Rican brother who took... We would not have any documentary you ever seen, Supreme Team, this. You would not have no footage if it wasn't for Joe Conzo. You have to know he's the first hip-hop photographer, right? And so we have these beautiful images of day one. When you look at the pictures, it's Black and Latino. I'm not making this up. This is what it is, right? But it just seems like you got people who are now, I get it, terrible things. Phenomenal or trashinal. There is no way to explain. I'm Black, bro. Fat Joe is Black. I hate slavery. I hate oppression. I hate systemic racism. This is what you got to ask yourself, everybody pro whatever. If you see a Black woman getting harmed on the corner, are you willing to die for her? Because I am. I know I am. Read the book. I know I am. I'm a frontliner. I'm not a talker on Twitter. I'm about that life, mm-hmm. right? So I turned around and I go like this. I said like this. So, you know, I get it. We should understand the pain, what happened. Don't take it out on me. Like, I don't got shit to do with this. I was born in the projects on welfare,
mm-hmm.
paying for shit with coupons, bummy schools, terrible health system. This, you know, I had diabetes since I was 12 years old. And when I got older, got health conscious, I lost weight. The doctor told me, oh, you don't got to take medicine no more. I'm like, what do you mean? No, I was fighting with my doctor. In the hood, they don't teach you that you can lose weight and get rid of diabetes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, I got this shit for life. Mm-hmm. No, like I'm under the same oppression. I got my ass whooped 10 million fucking times in the projects by police. My ass whooped. Have you ever been dumped in a dumpster upside down, head first by the police?
No.
Oh, well, I have. You know, you talk about ass whipping? You talk about police brutality? Whoa! We can make a book on that. Like, you know, my ass whooped. Guys was getting away with anything they wanted in the world. There was no camera phone. So the youth, if you're listening, there were no cell phones at one time. There were no camera phones. Mm-hmm. There was nothing. You just got your ass whooped every day. Right, and if you was in trouble like me, because I think I'm guilty. I should have got 25% of the ass whippings I should have got. Right, I'm gonna be honest with you, maybe even 30. Right, but the type of abuse that you can't.
That's why it was a blessing when the Rodney King tape happened, because people finally got to see it.
They knew what was going on, man. It's terrible what has happened to Black and Latino people. And so when you go to the what you call that, the Summer of Soul, it's Puerto Ricans in there. Mm-hmm. When you go to the movie of the Chicago guy that got murdered, the Black Panther.
Oh, Fred Hampton. Black Jesus. Oh, it's Black Messiah.
It's Puerto Ricans in there.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know it's Puerto Ricans in that absolutely. Movie. You know, they was with the Puerto Ricans. When you come over here to the Black Panthers and the Young Law, it was Puerto Ricans in there. So in that whole civil rights, we never been... Look,
that's why the minister always says Black, brown, and indigenous people.
The way they look at this is we all the same. Until we realize that we're all the same, and this is what I was saying in your thing. And so it's not disrespect in no way that some people beat us to the punch, but people wonder why Jewish people get what they want. Well, you know why they get what they want is... They all get together 10,000 deep and say, we're voting for Mr. Washington. And Mr. Washington knows if he wants to be councilman, he got to take care of that community, right? So there's a divide and conquer between the Latinos and Blacks telling them you ain't the same. Imagine we all voted the same.
Mm-hmm. And Blacks. Represented.
Black Lives Matter, Latino Lives Matter. Something went over here, we all together like this. The numbers is so strong that we will get whatever we want in our hoods. New schools, better hospitals, mm-hmm. better assistance for single-parent mothers. But they let people separate them. And you know, Fat Joe's a really, he's a problem. Fat Joe been working on this his whole life, bringing Latinos and blacks to think like this and bringing them together. That's why, you know, I'm hosting the BET Awards.
Right. Yes, and that is tonight at 9 p.m. Now, are you performing? I know you're coming out with the Loud Records.
Definitely performing.
Are you performing besides that? How many
loud
times are you
records.
Performing?
Wow.
Diamonds is dancing, legendary. clothes is too much.
What about
the hip-hop looks so beautiful. The Cyphers was incredible. They got a battle, a smack battle.
A smack battle, yeah, smack DVD.
That was crazy. The performances are sick. I don't want to mess everything up. You know I'm a producer. Yo, Sean, yo, proud of you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Nah, I went to his show. See, y'all got to understand, man. No one man can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to be strong is all your brothers and sisters got to win. I don't know what these people don't understand.
That's real.
If Envy, you fall in trouble, say you do, God forbid, right? You could pick up the call and be like, yo, Joe, I'm fucked. Yo, we gonna come together and help you.
Moving in, your house big enough?
Yep, that's the fact. We love you like that. No, we love you like that.
What about the kids, though?
You don't.
He got 12 of them.
Well, two of them are gonna be out, so just four left.
Anyway, right? We have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Whether our friends own a barbershop, own a mechanic shop, own a this, it's no such thing as one person winning.
Mm-hmm.
You have, if everybody wins, then you can help each other.
That's real.
That's what you have to understand. So, Fat Joe, I love that young artists are looking good. I love that all my people are winning, that Nori's winning. Who'd have thought Gilly from Philly? Gilly from Philly was probably the far reach. Would you have thought 10 years ago that Gilly and Wallo was going to be big?
Nah, I didn't know who Wallo was.
Wallo, I
just
know Gilly
Wallo
from
been
Philly.
Home 4 years. I know Gilly. But,
I didn't know Wallo. He's a great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
So we got to be happy and celebrate everybody.
Nori too, though.
When?
Nori? All of y'all. That's what I said. When you see y'all getting embraced on that level, it's like, damn, Nori was up here 13 years ago. It was Nori shot somebody. Yeah, that was the hashtag. Yeah.
And so what happens is that, you know, people grow.
That's right.
And so all we are now is no different than Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith. We the hip-hop commentators.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all the hip-hop commentators. You get what I'm saying?
Y'all better, though, because y'all lived it, though.
No, it's I'll take the compliment. I'll take it. But what I'm saying, yo, give me a Diet Pepsi, please. Didier, publicist.
That's the second endorsement right there.
No, people gamble. I got friends signing themselves out of gambling. You know, they get, right? Mm-hmm. I got friends to get high. I got friends. Fat Joe is a Diet Pepsi guy. There's nothing you could do. I have refrigerators in every room. My daughter knows at 3 a.m. when I go to the bathroom and she hears the ksh, she knows it's Joe. It doesn't have nothing to do with endorsement. But the fact that I can really enjoy something and still get paid from it, it's a female.
Matina said, ask him to name some of the performers and are there any surprises?
Could Natina come up in here? Come over here, Natina, because I don't know who I should say, who I shouldn't say.
Natina said, please bring this back to the awards.
Push your T in the clips.
Wow.
The clips. That was a surprise.
Wow. So
that
Malice.
I fucked up the surprise. Malice. Come on, first one.
Yes,
first
was,
one.
He could have said
come
anyone
on,
but
Connie,
that
Connie, Jesse, please.
I did not know that was happening.
Little Flip, Little Kid, Mobb Deep, M.O.P., Remy Ma, 3-6 Mafia, Wu-Tang. You could have said all of those.
Wu-Tang.
And I picked the one.
You picked the one that nobody knew about. Next you're going to say Nori's coming out with
Didier, who's the performer?
Somebody help. Glorilla. He needs a lifeline.
Glorilla's performing.
Glorilla, EST.
Yes, we FNF.
Favio, you can't say who Blue's performing with.
Nicki Minaj.
Or who Favio's
they
performing with. Or who's this? Let me tell you something.
9 o'clock tonight, man. BET.
We've said too much.
Let me tell you something. I did the intro. I came out in that Tiffany blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tiffany. Right? Well, you might have said, nah, we seen Joe cracking something like this before, right? So you go to the side and you change. So 2 minutes later, I'm introducing somebody. I come out in that chocolate brown leather Bottega. That was my best moment of the whole show. You know why? The whole crowd started laughing like you. They said, oh, shit. I said, yeah, I'm going to give you this work all night long.
So you had 10 outfit changes?
If you think I'm the OG washed up, you learned something that show. This guy, they laughing. I'm looking at Fabio, Four, and all of them. They over there just laughing like, yo, this guy's crazy. No, I gave him that work.
Word.
That sneaker game is legend. Like, everything I really put on for hip-hop. You know, I took it serious. No, I'm trying to get hired somewhere.
You got the talk show coming on Stars.
Yeah, we got a lot of jobs, man. We got Stars, the talk show.
And Joe's coming back next month, too. He's coming back.
Yeah, so we got the book out.
It's enough. It's enough.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay. Let's get it. We're doing BET tonight.
You know Fat Joe talk a lot of shit, man.
He's coming back next month.
I'm coming back next month.
Talk about the book.
Talk about the book
all day. And guess what? I'm going to still be here, Joey.
I don't think you ever leave it. I think they faked this out.
I'll see you next month here, Joe.
You made a fake exit. These guys here, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, your skin's been better since you made the announcement. maybe you're a lot less stressed. You know, you don't need that title over you. But we're proud of you, man. You do
Thank
your
you,
thing,
Joe.
Man. I'm sure you're going to be successful wherever you go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be
we're
going to
support
Joe.
You.
She's I'm doing midday. She got a nationally syndicated midday show. Way up with Angela Yee.
Nationally.
Yeah, she's on like what? You starting over 30 markets getting or something like that?
Minimum money. 30.
Yeah.
You guys getting a lot of money, man. I love it, though. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Everybody, we live once.
That's right.
Well, it's Fat That's Joe right. tonight. Tune in 9 o'clock, the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Joe Crudat.
We appreciate you, brother. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Fat Joe.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.